This is KMBA News. I'm Tripp Krause. The legislative session is almost half over, and Tiffany Zolkowski is just getting started with her committee work. Along with the House District 38 Reps Committee memberships, she's also overseeing a special committee that formed for the first time this year and is devoted to tribal affairs. KYUK's Christy Schellenberger has the details.
It took almost 5 weeks into the current legislative session for the House to sort itself into committees and elect a House Speaker, Bryce Edgman from Dillingham. He switched from Democrat to undeclared. Now that District 38 Democratic Representative Zolkowski has her committee assignments, she's preparing to dig into Governor Mike Dunleavy's proposed budget.
You know, I think that what I've seen in the days since we've organized is there's a lot of shared concern about the unprecedented level of budget cuts that have been proposed by the administration.
Zolkowski co-chairs the Health and Social Services Committee and sits on the Education and Energy Committees, but she received another assignment that came as a surprise resolution earlier this week. Zolkowski will lead a special committee on tribal affairs. This is a first for both Zolkowski and for the legislature, the first time such a committee ever existed in the House. Zolkowski is the only Alaska Native woman in the House, and she prioritized strengthening tribal relations with the state throughout her campaign. This is a first step, she says.
You know, as we've been having conversations about how to stand up this committee and get it started, is really providing information to the legislators on the committee about what are tribes, what are the roles that they play in their communities.
The YK Delta is home to more recognized tribes than any other region in Alaska. But the biggest priority right now will continue to be dealing with Dunleavy's proposed budget. One of the biggest cuts he proposed was to state funding for Medicaid expansion. Zolkowski noted that Medicaid expansion helped Alaska's economy, especially within the YK Delta, the poorest region in the state.
Alaska's been trying to pull itself out of a recession over the last several years in areas where the economy has been lagging. One area that has really been a bright spot is the healthcare industry.
Zolkowski also works as the Vice President of Communications for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation, the largest healthcare provider in the Delta. Meanwhile, she's still working toward another huge priority, improving data collecting on missing and murdered Alaska Native women. That includes improving how the state handles cold cases like the recently solved one about Sophie Sergey from Pitka's Point. It remains to be seen if Zolkowski manages to accomplish all of her goals, especially as the legislature is nearly halfway through this year's session. Reporting from Bethel, I'm Christy Schellenberger.
You can read this story and more at kmba.org/news. In Anchorage, I'm Tripp Krause.